I cannot think of a better way to recognize the hard work and commitment of our teachers during National Teacher Appreciation Week than with a well-deserved pay raise.
Now, on his Facebook page late last month, the governor included a picture of a smiling male teacher in the headline, "Every Florida Teacher Gets a Raise." Here to question whether that is exactly how things turned out is PolitiFact Florida's Angie Holan. Hi, Angie. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you.
Angie, how about this? Is every Florida teacher getting a raise?
We rated this half true. Now, let me say Governor Scott wanted every teacher to get a pay raise, but the legislature had different ideas. Mostly they're concerned about the issue of merit pay because, as you recall, we've been having this big debate whether teachers should be paid based on the results they get in the classroom. So the state legislature did appropriate the money for pay raises, but they said that they wanted it to be determined based on merit. Now, when we looked into this, the merit strategy does seem like most teachers will get a pay raise under this.
Who makes the determination whether or not a teacher qualifies for a merit pay raise?
Now that's another wrinkle here. It's not the state legislature. The money is sent to the local school districts where the school superintendents will negotiate with teachers' unions about how these raises are going to be determined. They do have leeway. They can do it on merit. They can do it in a number of different ways. But at the end of the day, it's going to be handled at the local school district level. And there's another wrinkle. Non-teaching school employees can also get raises. And some superintendents are saying that there's just not enough money for all of the people who work in the school district to get a raise. So that there's going to be some question about whether everyone gets a raise. But that's going to be determined on the local level.
It's almost surprising that you gave it a half true. It's almost like we don't know yet how many teachers are going to get a raise.
Well, overall, the money is there, and many, many school teachers will likely get raises. So I don't want to leave the wrong impression that way. But it's not something that is determined in Tallahassee. It does come down to the local level, and then the raises are given out there.
Now, Florida Democratic Party Chairwoman Allison Tant wrote at the end of last month that while the governor made this $2,500 across-the-board raise for classroom teachers a big priority, he allowed Republican legislators to cut that raise by 60%. Now, is there some more juggling happening here?
No, we rated this false. We read this statement from the Democratic Party, and we were scratching our heads and saying, what's that about? So we asked them, and they said, never mind, they were looking at the wrong figures. So this one, it was just false. And when we asked about it, they admitted that they'd gotten their numbers wrong.
So they just got it wrong and admitted it promptly.
They did admit it promptly.
Angie Holan of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for schooling us on the truth about Florida teacher raises.
Thanks so much.